How to build a life worth living, if yours is not like that. Today I got struck with an insight. I have written 613 articles on building, that is roughly 10% of all my articles, and yet I have noticed that building hasn't become part of the vocabulary of clients and readers of my articles. Why is that? I am not sure, but I think that it is a mindset issue. Some people build a cathedral from matchsticks and love every minute of it. You dream of a business, while do nothing to build it. Building a business, building a following, building a page, building a mailing list, building a habit. It is all building, brick by brick, matchstick by matchstick, skill by skill. In the coaching programs I am a part of, people's questions belie their mindset. They want to know how they can start a business, get a following, a page, a mailing list. The answer is the unpopular you build one brick, one step at a time. Over time. Fuuuck. I can hear that groan in the echo, even though no one says it out loud. What is the difference between saying, toughening up and saying, becoming tough? One refers to the process where every action is designed and performed to become the person who is mentally and physically tough, can do anything and can love doing anything. The other jumps to the end. And hates the process. All process. Source says, 91% of humans don't have a life. Because how they live, their day-to-day life doesn't have a solid core, a kernel of life. So let's talk a little bit about that solid core, that kernel, because I know it sounds to you like I speak a foreign language you don't speak. Kernel is a solid, definable piece that you can build upon. Build a habit around. Then expand it into a foundation. Or make it to a raft that you can attach new learning to so they can stick. Make it the beginnings of a self. Or make it a path to build legs under DNA adjustments you buy from me. So they start to show up in actuality, both as a result and an experience. The questions are. Can you have a kernel if it is given by other people? No. Can you have a kernel if you are just doing whatever, without much rhyme and reason? No. But why? Because the solid quality of the kernel comes from a solid type of gene, the responsibility gene. Responsibility is the gene that puts you in the center of your universe. The center that decides, chooses, acts, does what you do. Without responsibility, the gene, you cannot be cause. You, I hear, cannot even see that you can be cause. Humanity is divided, sharply, to two groups. Group 1, operative word, because. Group 2, operative word, because. Or I am cause. One sign of belonging to group 1 is that. You wait for other people to give you stuff, for life to get better, for something to happen so that you finally start doing something. You also buy stuff that promises you to change reality, to change circumstances, to change maybe even yourself by the power of word. Magical, mystical, miraculous, divine, blah blah blah. You think that if you could change others, life would be good. You want to change things that don't belong to you, and you have no business to even go there. Ultimately you can't tell where you end. Because there is no you. Except for a precious I, that you need to prove and protect. No kernel, nothing solid, all lies. Group 2, you have a kernel of core, so you can build on it. This part of the article is only for you if have had your DNA adjusted. I have been looking what it is you could do that would put you in the driver's seat of your life. So you can start doing at least some things from an attitude of causing. One aspect is a doing thing. Another aspect is an attitude. So only if you manage to have them together will they keep your adjustment on. The first thing, the doing. Step 1, you are making a recurring appointment with yourself. It is you who is doing it, not some having to, wanting to, needing to, or should. Really, you are making the appointment because that is what you do. Every day at, set the time that you can make every day, a clock you'll meet with yourself and will do, set the one task. Really, you will do that task because that is the task you set. Organize your life around that appointment. Don't miss it, don't skip it. Make sure that you are causing yourself to show up for the appointment and you are causing your actions. Some ideas for the task. Find 5 things to be grateful for. Go for a 20-minute walk. Start small so you can keep the attitude that you are causing it, nothing else. There is no wanting, no needing, none of that. Write whatever you set out to write, journal, blog post, your choice. Meditate. Same instructions as the walk. Exercise. Again, same instructions. Listen to some long audio, like the 67 Steps, The Art of Hunting Humans, or a series of audiobooks, 20-30-40 minutes a day mindset, attitude is king here. Make sure you pay attention. Make sure you are self-aware. And merciless. So you'll self-correct. Make sure that all of you is doing what you said you would do, including your attention, your heart, your mind, your everything. How many times? Plan for forever. No lying to me. I'll know when your adjustment turns off. Okay, if you haven't had your DNA adjusted, email me and sell me on the idea that you will keep it on. If you are unwilling, tough luck. Oh, before I forget again, here is the link to applying to the Hero program. Why in a program? I recommend that you don't trust yourself to do it on your own. Myself, I sure don't trust you. I have tons of proof that you won't. The context for the actions will fall back to how it's always been. And the actions will come all from the wrong place and then they will stop. You'll feel powerless again, and you'll act powerless, again. In a mini workshop webinar that is coming up tomorrow, Wednesday, you can learn how reality is different than where you have been living, looking, seeing things. Where your word has power. Where all the meaning about yourself, about life, about people, about growth won't stand in your way. You'll simply do what there is to do. In this case, when you build yourself, you'll do what you said you would do, when you said you would do it, how much and how you said you would do it. In unreality where you've been living, you have no power. None. And your experience is powerless. Ugh. People, the world are doing things to you. And you don't like it. Come and get a different glimpse. To reality where you have power. Go to www.yourvibe.me/reality. See how life can be by simply seeing reality. I moved the workshop to Wednesday, because unwittingly I double booked myself on Tuesday. I will record the workshop, and double the price for it Thursday. But today and tomorrow you can use a 50% off coupon. Coupon code is TUSADAY.